money,
power,
respect,
and sex.
Sex?
Yes, sex.
Come get down and dirty with your girls, Lakes
and Laytee,
on
Just Got Laid.
Brought to you by Crux Media.
Tune in with us every Thursday on all podcast platforms.
I mean, what do you have to lose?
You have to get in bed with us at least once.
Beat us there.
Here we go. Yo. What's going on, world? It's your boy Jones. Doogie.
Yep.
Welcome back, brother.
What's happening then?
How's everything?
Cooling, man. Cooling. Yeah. Hot as hell.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Yo, what's up,
brother? See, Doogie came in with the full beard and shit.
Yeah.
Big unk.
Big unk status.
The biggest.
I can't grow that. I can't grow a full beard.
Hey, you know, you might got a third leg, so. Hey, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
Hey.
You might got a big thing.
Hey, boy, you stupid. Yeah, I can't grow a full beard for shit, man. How's everything?
Hey, it's good. I saw a video of a dude. It's a video that went viral. Some ladies been sharing. It was a nigga on a trash can.
Uh-huh.
And he ain't had no drawers on, but he had on sweatpants. And that nigga dick was big as my forearm. And it was just swinging and shit. I'm like, bro, this nigga probably retarded. I was like, man, I wish I had a thing that big. But then I was like, this nigga probably retarded.
Where the hell are you going?
He can't read this shit. So, you know.
Today on No Jumper. What you say, Adam 22?
So I just, you know, count my own blessings, you know. So, you might not grow a facial beard or whatever, but, you know, you got the goatee.
Yeah,
so at least you ain't bald face.
Yeah, thank God.
You gotta be thankful what you got.
That nigga said a facial beard, like beards grow somewhere outside your face.
Hey, he got the Jalen Rose. He got the Jalen Rose hairline shit.
Nah.
What is Jalen Rose doing? No little twists in his damn head.
He got twists now?
He's just trying to get some dreads or something.
He just do that shit when he ain't on ESPN. When he do the NBA shit, he take them shits out.
Oh, they don't play.
Well, that's how he, you know, was doing. He might, you know.
Mickey Mouse don't play that shit.
Twist them shits up.
Alfonso Elizondo, nigga, I never ever had dreads and talk on the TV.
What he was on?
Alfonso Elizondo.
Was he on CBS?
He was on one of them talking shits. Remember he had the dreads? Might have been Fox or something.
He done cut his shit off now.
Mm-hmm.
He on ESPN.
Yeah, it might have been CBS. Yeah, he cut it off now.
Yeah.
I think I kind of vaguely remember that, but my bad. Anyway.
What you, Doogie? What you been listening to?
Shit, really?
You ain't been listening to
no music, really, bro.
B-Low, what you been on this week?
Nothing new. Just old playlists.
Old shit. Yeah, that's
right. I really haven't listened to no music, for real.
Yeah, I've been on the old shit pretty much myself, too.
We know.
Yeah. I was on that, I was listening to that, Chief Keef.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I was on, like, I don't know why. But one of my playlists came up this week, my favorites playlist, and it had Understand Me on there.
That's a Chief Keef song?
Yeah.
Gotta get this money, understand me.
And shout out my boy Craig Scott, man. Love Boat. that was his fucking dog when he's getting drunk and he's playing shit about 4 or 5 times in a row. Huh?
Is that the song that was playing on that clip?
On what clip?
That clip when y'all was about to go to the club or something.
It might have been.
It was some song y'all listened to, but anyway, I'm sorry.
But that's what, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was that nigga shit, yo. And boy, he used to rap that shit, man. Oh, my God.
That's the name of the track, Understand Me?
Uh-huh. Featuring Jeezy. So, of course, once I started listening to that shit, I just went ahead and...
Hey, you know the shit live when the person who doing it was like, damn, let me move my microphone. I was reaching for the thing to turn it out too. Like, yeah.
But yeah, so I went back and listened to the Love Sosa and I hate being Kobe. Sober.
Kobe might be one of the hardest ones.
I hate being sober shit. That's my shit. But yeah, I was on that Chief Keef. I was on that drill shit.
Some of his beats were so hard, man. Yeah. You know, he got his own little style shit.
Yeah, so I was listening to that. So hard. So shout out to the kid. Kid comes outside, right? Jukebox. Kid comes outside. He was outside dribbling the ball, so I got my big speaker playing and shit. So I turned the Chief Keef on. Look at me and said, "What you know about Chief Keef?" I was like, "What?" So, nigga, you 15. I said, "You was 4 when this shit came out." I said, "I was still outside when this shit was out." I said, "I was still out." He said, "I'm outside now." I said, you don't even get it. Like, he didn't even understand what I was telling him. Like, nigga, I was still outside when this shit was out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was still going to the club when that goddamn,
Damn, that shit, you that said love he 15. Sosa. That was 11 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Cheek, he 30-something now? He a hunk too, huh?
Close. If he ain't, he close.
Well, he came out, he was like 17.
Yeah, he was 17, 18. Yeah. So, 2000, yeah. 10,
so, he 28, 29.
Yeah, he close to 30, but he ain't 30 yet. Yeah, man. Shout out Chief Keef.
Big on.
Yeah, I jumped down that rabbit hole for the week. And I was listening to, I can never.
Oh, I love listening to Lil Got It.
Lil Got It?
Yeah, Lil Got It. Lil Key Brother. It. Yeah, Key Brother.
Oh.
He dropped the album. I've been listening to that shit if I do listen to him.
CMG dropped the compilation album.
Crux Media Group?
No.
Oh, the other CMG. Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Who's it?
And Finesse 2 times dropped on the same day.
Got in the crew.
And Finesse dropped on that same day. You seen that, ain't it? Finesse 2 times got out of jail. J Prince son signed him.
Oh yeah.
You know that that's who Moneybagg Yo stole the style from and shit.
Oh.
And it was beefing and shit or whatever. You know Finesse 2 times. Tell me you came with a chopper. Ain't mean that these niggas collar. Boom. Yeah, that one song that. Everybody like.
Yeah, I done heard that shit before.
I don't want they waiting on. We run the city. The fuck they debating on that shit there.
The CMG shit called Gangsta Art. It's it's a 27 song project.
Jesus Christ.
That features.
He got hella artists though.
Yeah, that features all his artists.
42 Mozzie.
Yep, Mozzie.
42, EST.
Lil Papa.
Yep, Papa. Is it 42 Papa hard
or 42?
42.
It's 4. He say it's 42. That's what he say. ESTG, he got Kodak.
He signed Glorilla.
Oh yeah,
Fuck nigga, free girl.
Coil Ray, Coil Ray on a couple track. Well, on the track. Nah, the beats gonna be fire. You can guarantee that the beats are always gonna be goddamn on point. Fucking goddamn, I ain't gonna lie. I always love that nigga beat. Always love that nigga.
They had he had a thing too this weekend.
And somebody got shot or some shit like that out there. At a birthday bash or something, right?
No, well, the thing I saw was like some terrorists trying to do
A terrorist was trying to shoot some shit. Yeah,
trying something to do like a mass shooting.
Roddy Rebel dropped some shit.
Him and Bobby Smurda to me, them boys ain't made no good music since they got out of jail.
I mean,
they really ain't had no song but that one shit. I don't like none of their kind of new shit.
I watched that video this week, yo. Bobby Smurda, goddamn. He kinda, you can kinda call that nigga like
lame?
No.
Oh.
Off that one song, right? Like that shit got like 870 million views or some shit.
Oh, talking about Hot Boy?
Yeah, Hot Nigga. Yeah. That one song, like he probably live the fucking rest of his life off that one fucking song. Like, think about it. Because, they still play. I know they still play that shit in the club. Yeah. I know they do.
They do?
And he wasn't signed to no. But well, they probably, since he signed to a label, now they probably making some money off. I about to say he going to get all his money, but I'm pretty sure the label getting something off.
Yeah,
He wasn't signed to a label when he stood on them tables and danced and shit. Remember that? They made a big thing about that. Like him performing, and he stood on the table and performing shit.
He was in the meeting, right?
Oh, yeah. That was he trying to get to the label and shit.
But he never did sign.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But that song was already out then. That Hot Nigga song.
Hot Nigga was already out.
That might be the hardest dance ever.
I was talking about throw the hat up and shit.
Oh man, that might be the hard. That might be the hard, one of the hardest moments in a video in hip hop history. That motherfucker threw that hat up and just broke that shit. No, that's some hard shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That shit was hard to be. I was watching that shit the other day. I was like, yo.
You like that New York shit.
That was the start of drill. That was almost the start of drill music.
Yeah. New York drill.
Yeah, New York drill.
Yeah. And that's what I was, you know.
Because that's what they talking about in the song, killing niggas. And
yeah, that's it.
They was the Crips. They was like Woos before, you know, before all that Woos shit came.
They was doing all that. GS9. Throwing up all the signs and all that. Yeah.
Oh, GS9 Crip. Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gangsta Stones or some shit like that. But I know they
So him and Tax was like the same shit.
No, Tax Stone and Blood.
He a Blood?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, speaking of legal shit, see your boy, NBA Youngboy.
He out.
Beat the feds.
My nigga top. Free,
beat
baby.
The feds. That's big, yo.
That nigga beat the feds, yo.
It was some bullshit, though.
I mean, yeah,
they still the feds,
and that's the feds usually be able to pull that bullshit and get.
I'm about to see how many niggas locked up in the feds just cause of bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? Like he was able to his lawyers was able to finagle the bullshit out of like getting that FBI.
What
getting the FBI people to look at the evidence and shit? Yeah, I know they had something to do with that. Mm. They had to. You know what I'm saying? Like lawyers had his lawyers had to, because if they would have left it in the hands of just the LA people, they would have fucked him over.
But I figured he was going to get out when they let him get that house in Utah.
Yeah.
And let him stay there and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So he's scot-free?
Yeah. Shit, yeah. Guilty.
He about to start back tour.
Not guilty. Ankle monitor, come all that shit. He do what the fuck he want to do.
Good for him.
Yeah, congratulations.
You know how that nigga first show about to be?
Crazy.
Yeah, they can sell them tickets for $1,000 each they want to, and that bitch still will be sold out.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
I was looking at some shit the other day.
We really get ready to see what's going on.
Here's a nigga driving down the road.
We get ready to see.
He's in West Virginia. Somebody tagged, said, free YB. It's geared
to
be.
Now we going to have to see. We going to have to see what's what. Nah, because these niggas going to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Dirk and everybody up. D-Boy, they going to see each other. It's been a lot of shit going on. It's been a lot of shit talking.
Dirt hole boy just got shot at 4th of July. Boss Top and some other niggas. They got shot like 8 times. That one made Dirt go home on the 4th.
Oh.
In Chicago?
Mm-hmm. So I think they say 81 people got shot.
81? Over the weekend.
Yep, the 4th weekend. 81 people got shot. Like 9 died. Some old crazy shit.
Damn.
At least it wasn't Juneteenth weekend.
Yeah.
It was one of that, though, you know.
Yeah. Kodak got arrested.
He got arrested on some bullshit, though.
Yeah, that's some bullshit, too.
Because 30 pills, that probably his own personal. Yeah. That could be your own personal month supply.
Yeah.
And he just got shot not too long ago. And $50,000 ain't a lot of money for him.
75.
I saw 50.
It says 74. Nice. It says 74,600 something.
Oh, see, okay. Yeah. See, now they trying to go up.
He obviously was by himself, huh? He was by himself.
Evidently.
Cause I don't be understanding how another motherfucker be around somebody like that.
Oh, and don't take the
route. It's just mandatory to me.
Yeah.
If you the breadwinner, well, I'm with it. I mean, I ain't say I want to do it, but shit.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Mm-hmm. I think what's J-Man? Emery. I think he took the rap for him.
Mm-hmm.
A part of the rap just took all of it.
Yeah, he told him, don't even worry about him. I got it.
Yeah, so.
That's why Emery, came out and.
He run Puma or some shit, huh?
Yeah.
Mike Vicks, people didn't look out for him. They should have did that for him.
They didn't either.
They let him go. They told on him, like, this Mike House, goddamn. Like, he know everything. He electrocuted the dogs and shit.
Yeah.
If any of y'all, you know, rich and famous and shit, need me to do about 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And
that's why I'm looking at the world now. The world going to just turn into scamming, because you think about it, bro. Me motherfuckers sell drugs their whole life. They'll never have no more, say, than 10, 20,000. Get goddamn caught with 2 ounces of crack and you going to jail for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker scam your ass out of $400,000. Only get two, man.
Mm-hmm.
That way everybody's scamming.
That was me and somebody was
It was
about
somebody that was saying they just got locked up recently, but whatever they did, they had got like $7 million or something from some shit, scamming some shit.
Probably PPP or
something. They got like 3 years, bro. Like, who wouldn't do that for that?
Who got that blue? Blue from
I can't remember who it Pretty was, Ricky. But I go sit in jail 3 years for $7 million.
Like Juvie said on that song, didn't give a fuck if we ball for 3 minutes.
Didn't give a fuck if we ball for 3 minutes.
Cause they boy, don't want to make some more.
I'm gonna have the best food in the jail, and when I get out, boy, look,
I'll be in there like damn, them boys on Goodfellas, cutting garlic with a razor blade and shit.
Yeah, they're right. Atlanta DA says it will be 2 more high profile rappers locked up in the next 60 days.
She said rappers or she said gangs?
Gangs.
She said rappers. Cause
they locked
said,
up.
She said high profile entertainers.
Yeah, cause they did another shit.
That's what she said.
After gunning them, it was just on the GDs down there. They had got some a set of GDs and shit, but probably about a week or two ago and shit.
But she said
wasn't none of them really like big rappers. They rap,
but they rap. Yeah.
Oh, she said it's gonna be 2 more high profile entertainers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we get to see what's going on down there, and speculations is that Lil Baby and his 4PF crew gonna be
are they affiliated?
They got them labeled under Crips and along with the Rolling Sixes.
Oh yeah, so, how they Rolling Sixes in?
That's the
what you mean
Atlanta.
That where it start. I mean, everybody who a Crip, either Rolling 20, Rolling 60, what it is. Hoover Crips, you know, you got on 8-Tray Crips, but that's just like where that shit started at, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I thought to be like a 30, or, you know what I'm saying, 20, whatever, you had to be, like, you know, actually live in that area.
Mm-mm, that's just where you're set from.
Oh,
see,
okay.
Gunner Park, like, for instance, Gunner Park, the Shady Grove Crips. Where they from, that's where the park where they live at is called Shady Grove. That's where they Crip set call it. But they still neighborhood Rolling 60.
Oh, okay.
Like, you can be like Flowtown Crips or whatever, but you still gonna have to, like, your original set gonna be like neighborhood 20s, neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some shit like that.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But yeah, they Crips though.
Word.
Yeah. I think in a minute, you ain't gonna be able to game bang and rap.
I mean,
like, I was watching, nigga was saying, talking about how after this mass shooting, that I ain't know that the people who make AKs, the people at the Sandy Hook, whatever shit, one of them shooting, they sued them and won like $72 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because they was holding niggas accountable for Woot the Woot. But like, it was Vlad and Boosie. But like, they were saying shit, in a minute, if that the case, then motherfuckers gonna start holding these record labels accountable for this damn music and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With the shit going on, and they're gonna start suing the record labels. And like you said, they're gonna make. You're going to have to stop doing that shit.
Well, they did. They passed the bill. You know, they ain't in the law, but they got the bill. They drafted a bill or something that in California they can sue the gun makers for shootings and shit.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
That shit
ain't had shit to do with it. But like I said, they just made a gun. But and like Vlad was saying, if they let that shit go on with Young Thug and them and use they words and lyrics in the music, then the people, them victims can do the same pretty much shit that the gun people did. And they're like, well, 300, y'all promoted this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna sue y'all motherfuckers.
If they got a good
that's gonna make niggas, stop down.
Yeah. Especially if they put out the videos and all kind of shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause then they can't say, well, this is for people that did get arrested and got convicted, they can't be like, well, this was just entertainment.
Yeah.
Nah, this was real.
Mm-hmm.
What they really was doing. So they might try to down. You right about that?
Yeah.
I ain't with it, but I can see it happening.
Yeah. They do what they wanna do.
Yeah.
Lil Boosie.
What Lil Boosie did?
Police hating on him. You ain't seen him.
He got arrested.
Where?
No, he ain't get arrested. Detained.
Yeah, they detained him, right?
And what's it?
In Georgia.
Oh, he's in Georgia.
Forever.
Yeah, so he was going to, like, the body cam. They released the body cam footage of him just going the fuck off, right? Somebody put it on Instagram.
First thing he said, come on, man.
He said all that. Come on, man.
I think he said, like, in
y'all
the last.
Y'all niggas targeted me, man.
I think he said in the last 3 or 4 days or something, they had to stop him so many times.
So y'all niggas targeting me, man. I don't do shit, man. So
fuck that. Take me to jail, bitch. Yeah. I'm going to punch a white boy in the fucking face.
You said that?
Yeah.
I'm going to punch on some right in his fucking face.
So then he flipped the fuck out, right? So, you know what I'm saying? They let him go. But then he went on. They took his Instagram, I think, behind that video. So he went off on Zuckerberg and everybody up. He told them niggas, he went on Twitter and said, y'all get God, give us Kobe back and put Zuckerberg and the other nigga, they families.
And the little alien looking kids.
And the alien looking kids on the helicopter.
Talking about little retarded kids.
Oh my God. Yeah, dog. Yeah, so Boosie, you know what I'm saying?
But did they take, what account did they take? They took the, cause his Instagram like, real niggas know me or something. Some shit. It's something like that.
I don't know which one they took. Whichever one of them, it had 10 million followers.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. He's at 10.7 million followers, man. I need my page back.
Yeah, that's how you make a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
You be promoting shit on there?
Yeah, they, they cut him off, man. They cut him off, man. Well, let's start a petition, man. Get Boosted IG.
How many times they going to give it and take it back?
I don't know, man.
Remember, he got it took because he was showing pussy at first.
Yep. That's what, that's it. This whole social media downfall is his fault. Because you got to know you can't put your pussy on live. I'll give you $5,000. What is $1,000?
But I feel Boosted because look, you know how many motherfucking like them spam bitches be naked on your, they'll send you some shit on your Snapchat and they just naked on there showing their pussy and shit, wow, and people fucking on their shit.
That's it.
Yeah, but they spam though.
Somebody
they
still
get,
doing
it. Taken down though.
They don't, they shit don't never get blocked. And them motherfuckers stay in my inbox. Man. Bitch named Larima Illettery.
Like, what the fuck is this?
That bitch, white lady.
Now you got a damn spam way on your damn phone. You click on that damn link.
Oh shit. Oh man. Yeah, shout out to Boosie, man. Boosie, we hope you get your page back, man.
I just followed Boosie Instagram too, like last week.
Yeah, we going Kevin Gates.
Oh my God. This nigga's fucking, I don't know what to say about this nigga, man.
What you mean? What Kevin did, man? What he did?
I put my tongue in that bitch and I twirl it in that little pussy.
Why you gotta talk like that to a woman?
That nigga talk so fool, yo. Yo, he talk fool.
You can say
shit.
You can say that exact same way. Exact same thing, a different way to where you don't have that girl squirming in her chair ready to run away. She looked uncomfortable.
Yeah, she looked uncomfortable for me.
I don't know if you can say that in the damn world and make nobody feel uncomfortable. I wanna take my tongue, twirl around inside your booty.
Ain't no way you can nice that up.
Like, damn, bro.
Yeah, you can't nice that up. Can't nice that up, be love. Ain't no nice that up. Nah.
But then he couldn't say it because it'll sound corny, but you could get like a corporate motherfucker. Like, I take my tongue and I would place it around her anal region and I would twirl it in a clockwise motion.
Oh, shit. That the only way it gonna goddamn get cleaned
up. He still talking about fucking his cousin, just giving us all so many L's, man. Yeah. Go sit down, bro.
But I've heard of that happening to people before, though. Like, they was already fucking. But they didn't know. Well,
lucky for me, when I found out about my cousin, we were just kissing and shit. Then my grandma was like, That's your granddaddy. Yo, don't we talk to that Witherspoon girl? I was like, yep. They like, boy,
that's your people.
Yeah, that's your granddaddy sister. I mean, your granddaddy daughter, daughter. I say, dang.
That like your second cousin then.
Yeah, but I ain't never met her. You know, back then your granddad had like other kids, and you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit like that.
Oh, I got you.
Like, I ain't never met them before.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how that old
kissing the shit out of her. Was in seventh grade.
Oh, yeah. You was about
she was a cheerleader, and I was on the basketball team. We go on that bus.
Oh, yeah. Took it like
a motherfucker.
Oh, like a shit. Motherfucker. But yeah, Kevin Gates, he a fool, man. And young Miami getting some, she getting some good content.
A little fine ass.
She getting some good content.
Yeah, she just
content.
Can't talk for shit.
That's what I like about how she talk.
I hate it.
I don't know. I hate that rapping now. When, hey, I don't know my time, but when she be talking.
What we is?
I be listening. Yeah, I love that.
What we is?
I love that, boy.
So who else you gonna eat?
Yeah.
I love that.
So what is we? What? Yeah. Ugh.
Y'all niggas.
I want to hear what her mama talk. Like what her mama talk.
You seen how her mama look, right?
Her mama look good.
Fine as fuck.
Yeah, buddy.
Raw dog. I stick my tongue in her booty hole and lick it, turn the toilet around in her
damn.
Old man. Damn. Yeah.
She about our age, nigga.
I might be a little older. I get real nasty with her.
Yeah, she ain't
That's bad. Her if her mama about our age and Diddy fucking her daughter.
Yeah. Oh, her mama younger than Diddy.
Oh, yeah, she is. Yeah.
Diddy was fucking, who the way he fucked his son, girl. Yeah.
Did he actually fuck it, or they just went out one time? I don't know. I ain't gonna put it on them now.
I don't know either.
Cause it's only that one picture when they had a matching outfits on.
I didn't want no bumps no more.
Where'd that come from?
Diddy on the Pro Act
commercial. That's a deep cut, nigga. Nigga, that's a deep cut. That nigga went back to MTV.
I didn't want no bumps no more.
That's, them commercials only came on MTV, BET, and late VH1.
Night. Yeah.
Either late at night or early as hell in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the proactive spokesperson. Yep.
Hey, however you get it.
However you get it.
I wonder if that shit really worked.
However you get it. Did you see the Jay interview with Kevin Hart?
I didn't like
I started
it.
Watching some of it.
It was so boring. Kevin Hart is not a good interviewer to me. He was too serious. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what it was either. I watched it, but, you know.
B-Mac hit me up.
Jay's so political now, you know. He just fucking political.
What you mean, like?
He just the way he...
When you say political, what you mean?
Like? I mean, not like... Like, he camera ready now.
He been like that, though.
But he wouldn't talk much back in the day.
But you ever watched like his interviews with like David Letterman and shit?
I did watch that.
Like when he do interviews.
I
wonder how that nigga hair ain't gray yet. Thinking that, looking at his dread. I said, Jay-Z must be dying his shit. How the fuck your shit ain't gray yet?
Everybody hair ain't gray like that though.
I mean, that still, that nigga 50.
When my daddy passed, he ain't had no gray hair.
My dad,
how old he was?
Almost 70.
And they had no gray hair.
My dad is 72 and ain't got about 10 strands. Shout out Jones. Big Jones.
Nigga, my granddad used to take smut from the fire thing. You just burn a little, put the wood in the shit. Uh-huh, he'd take the smut from that shit and dye his hair.
Wow.
How long was that in there? Until he washed it out.
I couldn't tell you. I didn't know he used to put that shit in there.
Oh, wow.
This also the same nigga who would put rubbing alcohol in his mouth for a toothache.
He put that smut down there.
Put the green alcohol in his mouth.
Put a little bit of water in there. Be like, yeah, I'm making a paste, grandson.
Harry Taylor, boy.
Making a sack.
I seen that nigga. It was a snake outside. I seen that nigga grab a snake by the back and whip it like that and bust that bitch head on the concrete.
That nigga tough, yeah.
And walk behind the snake. That bitch said, pop.
Oh, yeah. He done rang a chicken neck before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He done rang. Now, people up north, they see it down south what we do when we kill the chick. We chase the chicken and catch it, and then we rang his neck to kill it.
Yeah.
You know.
Then you
ball it. That way you can get the feathers off good. Easy. And then you know you do.
What you do to it?
That motherfucker.
Ball it.
I was about to say, that's the South Carolina word we say too.
Ball.
Baller.
We don't say boil, we say ball.
Ball.
Did you
ball peanut.
And we don't say it like a cord.
Cord.
Card. Give me that card from over there. We ain't gonna say cord.
Over there.
Yeah.
Which is around here.
A card.
Hey, did you hear what T-Pain said about Chris Brown?
What did he say?
He said he got the Prince's complex.
The Prince's complex?
Yeah.
Meaning what?
You know how you have to tell chicks they pretty? Chicks, you know, when you, something about telling a woman they pretty or somebody, you know, being pretty or being told they pretty or something. Like, if they not told that, then they mad at the world or some shit like that.
So what, he was equating that to Chris Brown and his music?
No, he's equating that to how Chris was acting about the album.
Oh, people weren't showing it love?
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people say they liked it though.
Yeah, I mean, but
maybe the right people weren't saying it.
Yeah, maybe the right people are just wasn't enough people.
Yeah, because it was all right. I saw a lot of people say it was good.
Because the nigga Brent shit came out and smoked it.
Brent.
Fire. He hard.
That Wasteland shit came.
I ain't heard that shit, but he hard as fuck.
That shit smoked Breezy.
Yeah. That nigga, he like a rapper singing to me.
Yeah, that nigga, I listened to that shit.
Oh, I remember, I saw this name before. I think y'all brought him up on
here
before too.
Yeah, he dropped last week.
So that nigga said, I got too many hoes. That made me snapping, boy. Yeah,
that nigga talk fool, yo.
How long he been out? He been out for a while?
About 6 years.
You see money all around me.
Oh, that's it?
I don't like on the man.
Yeah.
I hate when people saying,
you know, that nigga
got a skit on his album, yo. Baby mama cussing him out. He just sitting there. Like, the shit wild. Like, he got that type of shit on his album.
Or,
yeah.
If you ain't nasty, don't add me. That bitch be snapping, boy.
I'm gonna listen to it this week.
Yeah, that nigga hard.
Shit, Wasteland.
I'm about to add it to my
I ain't heard his new shit, but damn.
That shit.
I know his music be good.
I listened to about 12 tracks on it.
Well, you got 7 more to go because it got 19.
When I'm talking about an R&B nigga, you know that shit hard.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been talking about R&B niggas the last couple weeks, honestly. Yep. We have. But yeah, T-Pain also said Tupac would have been eaten alive by the rappers of the new era.
I ain't gonna say that, man.
I ain't either. Well, I don't. T-Pain was just, he was, you know.
That what do you mean eaten alive? How?
By these niggas, like.
Like who?
As far as rap, that's what I was trying to figure out. He didn't go into any detail. He was just like, they would have, it would have been different.
Imagine a Tupac and Kendrick song.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
on some conscious shit.
That's the type of shit I think about. And but Tupac for him, and Nip. For him, yeah, for him to say
some
that
gang shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for him to say that. You that's know what I'm saying? Like, what you mean? Like, how you?
Yeah, you who, gotta go. You gotta.
Yeah, who do you feel like?
Who, like who? And I don't want to diss nobody who out who making money rapping, but you mean Tupac couldn't hang with like Lil Durk or somebody? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Hit him in his hat. Where his foes at?
Yeah. That bit, no, he rapped the same. So that's who I can't listen to.
Durk.
I don't like that shit.
Can't listen to Durk.
Yeah, like
I'm phone on about that tripping. Hit his doze up.
T-Pain too old to be talking that dumb shit.
Yeah.
It kind of like when people say if Aaliyah was still alive, nobody would know who Beyonce is.
Nah, I mean Destiny's Child was already a staple.
Yeah, but
they came in while Aaliyah was there.
Yeah,
Beyonce can't sing as good as Aaliyah though.
I
just think about that "Let Me Know" song. Like, man, you can't. That shit's like an angel.
Yeah, she do on that, but she can't do that live though.
Who?
Aaliyah. Man, it was one time Aaliyah was, and Aaliyah was my favorite back then when she was, you know.
Yeah.
But how many performances did she have before she died? It wasn't like
it was a she, lot. She was
and like she yeah, could like
her yeah, her voice never her shit never got to mature. And,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you know what I'm saying,
Destiny Child is different from where Beyonce is now.
Oh yeah,
Aaliyah probably could have got to, you know what I'm saying.
Like, I still don't feel like Beyonce could sing until Really Dangerously in Love. That's how I feel. Like,
I feel like a lot of people who they say can't sing can't sing.
I mean, not can't, but she sounded better after.
Yeah. Like
Dangerously in Love. Like with Mary J. Blige. Like,
I was about to say, that's what I was about to say. People like, say she can't sing.
They say she couldn't sing until like Share My World or some shit. Like, that's what the critics used to say. Like, her voice changed on that album. Like, I guess it's like a maturation process or something, but motherfuckers like Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't remember that type of shit because her voice sounded the same from mm-hmm. when she was fucking 14 to when she was fucking until, yeah. you know, she couldn't sing no more. You know what I'm saying? Because she had to get her voice back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Her shit was fucked up.
I don't know. Sometimes I just think it's just a little bit too much hateration in this dancery. And we need a lot of holleration. But you know.
Nah, but I don't know.
T-Pain, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go
shout out T-Pain.
Shout out Jay-Z. Def Auto Tune.
Orlando Brown.
This nigga wild. You know the wild shit about Orlando Brown in that interview? Is that nigga is sober now.
Listen, ain't no way that nigga was sober.
Yeah, he is.
Ain't no fucking way.
I said, do y'all think he was on drugs or he just doing that like for his character? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
like,
so it's
a little bit of both.
It's another interview with that same dude.
Yeah, Funny Marco.
Yeah, but he interviewing somebody else. I forgot.
Boosie. He interviewed a lot of people.
But it was another one that was recent and he was just saying some fool ass shit. Mm-hmm, like that trying to fuck. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's what he do.
The craziest thing about that interview to me is that neither one of them busted out laughing at no point. Like, that was funny to me. Like, that what made the interview to me, because, like, he was saying all them fool ass shit. Yeah, like, talking about his shoes and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he wasn't laughing.
And he wasn't laughing. He kept saying straight
yeah,
face.
Yeah, he
that's
would
the
not
laugh.
Yeah, he did not. I would have been in that bitch croaking.
When he said, when Orlando said that shit about, Lil Bow Wow got good pussy.
Oh, my, no. That nigga said Lil Bow Wow got
some bomb
ass pussy. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Boy, I fucking lost it. I said, yo, what?
This nigga wild, man.
Yo.
When I seen that nigga's shoes, I just thought about Butter who be on Instagram to my cleaning as I'm running.
You know they show them shoes.
Yeah. I said, ooh.
Hey, dude, you know like on 2K when you get some 11s and
you change the color and create them bitches.
But no, like, you know what I'm saying? They'll try to, like, probably like 2015, 16, they'll try to match the uniform you got on with the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And the game come on, you know what I'm saying? You go to the game, the actual game you playing, in your season or whatever, and the shoe fucked up. They fuck up the color of the shoe. That would
be
them
totally different.
Yeah, like the red don't go there on them Jordans.
Yo, Did you see them shits he had on?
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God, dog.
Yeah, them damn.
Dog, that shit, them shits was hilarious.
That yeah. nigga said, somebody was that so raving. That nigga, that was, he a funny dude. I said they need to put that nigga on a show, bro.
Man, no.
No, I'm talking about like a series, like a Power or some shit like that. That he entertaining as fuck, bro.
He was acting that interview.
He could play a fiend.
Like he could play like a crazy ass drug lord or something.
Like my man from Snowfall.
Which one from Snowfall? I can't think his name right
Me
now.
Me either, and I know his name too.
Me too.
He dropped that shit in his ear and get high.
Yeah.
He playing with his name.
His name's Stacy in the Wood.
Stacy in the Wood. I can't remember the nigga name on Snowfall, and you do the Snowfall podcast. I know. Shout out to Snowfall.
He a blood. He live in the bottoms. Oh, what's his name?
Tell your man get his squabbles up.
Yeah. Hell, I can't even remember. Oh, his name Jerome.
Yeah, that Jerome.
Yeah, that Jerome.
Jerome Franklin.
Louis.
Not Manchild. Leon. That's a hard name though, Manchild.
Man boy.
I love that name. Yeah. I'm gonna name my dog that one of them. Man boy. I forgot why he said they call him a man. Why he got that name?
He said
because
when I was a child, I was big like a man. Mm-hmm. So man boy.
Damn, what buddy name? It was just on the tip of my tongue.
I can't think of it, bro. I see him and everything. Oh man, niggas yelling at the.
I can't. Yeah, they gonna be yelling like nigga.
I thought you was looking at
Scully.
It. Scully. That's it.
Scully.
No, I'm looking at something else, man.
Yeah, Scully.
It just happened to come to me. But yeah, Scully.
Knock knock. Jive ass scheming motherfucker.
Oh shit. Yeah, man.
Scully, yeah.
But yeah,
I wouldn't have never guessed
but
that.
But he gotta be on something, man. Ain't no fucking way that nigga sober, yo.
Cause he made it was something that came out, you know, last year sometime, and he was like, yeah, he had to, you know, get off drugs or whatever, cause he was wilding too much in them interviews.
Mm-hmm.
But you could tell he was tweaking though, like.
Who, Orlando?
Yeah.
I thought he looked actually sober in that interview.
Tell me the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In the new one, he looked sober, but in the other ones, you could tell.
Okay.
You know how they be scratching it. Not scratching, but like real fidgety or whatever. But he was fucking with my man though. But it was somebody, but anyway.
Yeah, man. Orlando said, he also said, Nick Cannon chewed him out.
Chewed him out?
I mean, chewed him up.
You mean gave him head?
Yeah.
Oh, that's some new
Flashed
shit.
Him.
Gave him a flash.
Yeah.
He wanted his dick in and around his mouth.
Pause, nigga. Fuck out of here.
That's what my man said on, what's that movie? Superbad. He was like, she wants my dick in and around her mouth.
Yeah. He said all that shit in that interview, man.
Didn't something come out with somebody said that they caught Nick Cannon in a cheerleader outfit?
That was
that nigga about to get married again.
Yeah, he is.
Kale
wife. Yeah,
yeah, Kale ex wife.
I saw that picture in the comments. People were saying it might be a for a movie or something. That picture might be for a movie or something like that. But
yeah, man, that's some crazy shit.
Because what was the caption of that was like?
He said he bought a damn.
He said the world
third marriage or some shit.
But he said something like, what the world been ready for or something. I was like, the world ready for your ass to get a vasectomy. Goddamn kids, nigga.
Yeah, man. You seen Rick Ross and Gilly going at
I was waiting on that.
You seen it?
Gilly is a clown, man.
Yo, like, but, I mean, you know it's mostly ego. But why you even got to, first of all, that man buying a car. That shit a different. Like you asking him that because you don't understand.
Yeah,
like you know what I'm saying, and that's why Rick came back and said what he said.
What did Rick come back and say?
He came back and he said, "It costs more. I spend more money to feed my cow than you make. Damn near as much as you make some shit."
He said, "I spend more money on this bull or this cow, whatever, that you spend on your whole family all year."
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
That's what he said. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, but yeah, Gilly, they still at it. I try to stay away from it, but the shit be so funny.
No, man. He said on my cow hooves.
Yeah, oh,
when
shit.
When I spend more money on my cow hooves than you did on your wife and kids every month, you should take notes.
Yeah, man. They've been going at it all fucking week. They've been going back and forth all fucking
week. I just hate it. Them niggas, it be grown niggas. And they obviously ain't gonna do nothing to each other.
No. Like, no.
Y'all just damn, it's woofing for the internet, basically, yeah, man.
Yeah, just talking shit to each other.
Gil ain't say shit to Wack 100 when he say he pressed him. I got them niggas in their pocket and shit, but you want to go, you know what I'm saying, worrying about Rick Ross. See, niggas pick and choose their battles, bro.
That's what started the whole thing, because Gilly was like, he pressed Wayne. Mm-hmm. And Ross was like, that shit ain't happened. Then the video came out. I was like, yeah, he ain't press him or whatever. Then he want to go at Ross talking about he was the CEO and all kind of shit.
Yeah, he said all that shit too.
But Gilly a hater though, man, because when I don't listen to that shit all the time, but a few times I do listen. And Wallo be talking or whatever, Gilly always bring up some jail shit or some gay jail sex shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and when dude be trying to make like some good points, like Gilly is not a good podcaster, man. Like, Wallo don't need him, man. Like, he aggravating.
He entertaining.
He aggravating.
Like, Wallo more like serious and Gilly more like, you know,
He
the corny nigga and say some shit.
He say corny shit though. Like, he don't know when to turn that shit off. That shit aggravating.
That nigga can hoop. I know that.
Oh, he can?
He can play ball.
That can ball, John.
Everybody got so. And he can rap too, right? Oh, he can write songs.
Well,
what y'all
one
say?
Of the two.
Oh, he can write.
I guess. Yeah. That's the you know.
Allegedly. Oh, that's the rumor that he was writing for Cash Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
He wasn't writing for Baby. Beatrice.
Baby? I mean, Wayne used to write most of them boys' shit.
Oh. What was the guy who was writing for wasn't it was somebody else who was writing for them too?
Oh yeah, Boo from Chicago,
yeah.
What's the other nigga name?
That's who I get more credit to than Gilly for
Wayne. Boo and got it.
Cause that's when they start all that squad up shit and shit like that.
Yeah,
them boys still going. I saw something else come out. I think this morning that Gilly said something to Ross, something else.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit gonna keep going.
Grown ass millionaires.
Yeah.
They ain't got shit else to do. So fuck it. My guy, Conway the Machine.
Oh God. Let's be clear. Yeah. Let me see if I can find that so I can read that in Funk Flex voice.
Yeah. But Conway started, you know what I'm saying? Conway was on the live and he was just talking about, you know. What he said was, like, New York DJs don't play New York niggas' music. That's how he started the conversation, basically. Then he said, when you go to these other cities, you see, or you hear them niggas from them cities, like, you hear them playing their shit on the radio, and that be helping them niggas get on these major long-ass runs and shit that they go on because they get love from their city, which I understand. Because if you go to Detroit, you're going to hear Big Sean. You're going to hear Eminem. You go to Texas, you're going to hear Texas niggas. You know what I'm saying? You go to Atlanta, you're going to hear Atlanta niggas. They, you know what I'm saying? Most cities, major cities play they the shit from their city. And
but no city play New York shit, though.
And that's the and not even New York.
Yeah, like.
And that's the shit.
That ain't the shit. Like, y'all don't make the music unless it's Pop Smoke and them boys. Don't nobody want to hear no New York shit the radio.
But even in New York,
New York like, don't make club music.
Yeah, they don't make radio music. They don't make TikTok music.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
They don't make none of that. But
dance music and shit.
That's what people want to hear on the radio.
And then especially now New York went to the drill shit. But even if you take the drill artists out of it, you still can't like.
It's very seldom.
Like, pretty much you can't play Griselda in the club. Like, nah. What Griselda song can you kind of like playing? Like, that just ain't the era no more.
Yeah. Yeah.
No New York
niggas want to go to the club and damn dance and shit. You know what I'm saying? Pop some bottles and stunt
and bounce around.
Yeah,
bitches want to twerk.
You definitely can't twerk to no
Griselda shit. No.
They might have some twerk shit somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
You got to dig deep.
Yeah, I ain't never heard it.
Exactly.
I listen to damn near all this shit.
Yeah.
So
it ain't on the DJ. It on the people, man.
Yeah. It is.
That shit crazy though that we said like we'll never hit New York music no way, but back in the day that was all you heard on our radio.
Yeah.
Like you complain that New York music was damn why we listen to New York shit in Atlanta.
That's it. That's it. But that's how the South is.
I feel that same way with California though. You know?
Oh no, you go to Cali, you gonna hear E4.
No, I mean you gonna hear some shit, but I'm just saying like the world don't really just listen to no California music.
Just like Texas.
Yeah, just like what I'm telling you.
And
like,
the California niggas that is, they sound like everybody else order.
Yeah, for the most part. It's only a couple of them that come out that, you know.
Like who traditionally California like artists who niggas just listen to now?
Now? Other than Kendrick.
But he ain't no traditional, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about a West Coast artist with that that beat, you know, just the West Coast swag.
Talking about with like a Battle Cat type song?
Game Bang type, you know, that with a 6'4 in the video and just a West Coast artist.
Yeah.
Ain't OT?
No, OT Genesis.
OT sound like he from the South.
No. Well, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm thinking song, YG. Yeah.
I'm thinking YG.
With the
YG.
Coco.
YG.
YG the only one.
YG, yep, he might be.
YG the only one.
Game drop, about to drop an album, and he got a song out, right? That nigga sound like Nas, man.
He always did try to sound like Nas.
That nigga sound like Nas, yo. He got a song with Hit Boy.
Game need to retire because his last album was all right, but ain't nobody talked about it.
Yeah, he
just recently did some shit with Lil Wayne and all on my scene. He got his birthday
song.
Party.
He got a song with Hit Boy, and this nigga, like, he sound like Nas. I swear to God, man.
Better be your own man.
Yeah.
He should have been on that West Coast shit.
Damn, man. New York and LA, all you think about it though, they don't really, there ain't no big artists like that no more. Really, like, everybody is coming from the South or Midwest or. Like, that's how the whole game just flipped, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had that time, but I mean, a lot of people live in other places other than New York and shit, and, you know.
And seeing the thing about it is, like, it's just that nobody don't, the New York sound, they gonna have to change the New York sound. The New York sound gonna have to change for them to make a comeback. Like, they gonna have to come up with something new. Because everybody got their own sound, right? Like, Atlanta got their sound.
I don't know.
Texas got their sound.
What is Texas sound?
Yeah, Texas got a sound.
Who?
Texas still got their own slang.
Yella Beezy?
Yeah, he got his own slang at least. They don't talk like, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker from Texas.
I wouldn't say Yella Beezy like, no face of Texas.
No,
I ain't say face, but like a sound of Texas. Like
a sound of Texas.
Like, that's young. He was the most popping one recently. He had a couple hot jumps. Yeah.
Sauce?
Who?
Sauce Walker.
I don't know none of his songs. They play his songs on the radio?
You don't know Sauce Walker songs?
I seen him on Flies and shit, but yeah, he done came around here a couple times, too.
Yeah, I don't think I ever seen Sauce Walker in front.
I want to say he was at a man club in Sherrod, Chesterfield, wherever that is.
I'm trying to think who would be like for Texas right now.
Chicago got their sound. And like I said, Atlanta, Florida got their own sound.
You ask me, everybody sound like Future. Yeah, and everybody from Florida rap like Yak now.
But you really can't say, really, like, the only place that people who got, like, a sign that you can listen to them and say, like, they from this place or that place is probably, like, them boys out of New Orleans. I mean, out of Louisiana, because you can hear their accent thick like that, like Kevin Gates, YB, you know, them boys.
But I think you pretty much can tell by everybody's accent where they're from. Like, I know if a nigga from Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? I know if a nigga from North Carolina seem like, or South Carolina, just by shit they say. Chicago.
I mean, yeah.
I can't tell Chicago like that. I still ain't picked up.
They gonna say four now.
It
gonna be something about that.
Detroit got a sound now. Another sound.
Detroit. You know Detroit nigga, cause they say shit like titty birds, and shit was heard. Like they damn ours. You listen to a Detroit nigga, them shit's fucked up, boy.
But
the popping like, clubs at the titty burr.
When
shit was heard.
You know, I thought you were saying titty balls.
No, titty bar.
Oh, titty bar.
No, they say titty burr. Like, they don't say bars and hard.
That nigga said titty balls.
You talking about when shit was heard.
When last time you saw some titty balls, John?
I don't see no titty balls.
Your wife, titty balls.
Titty balls, yo. What
the you just call titty balls and
we did used to call them titty balls.
In elementary school, Brockington Elementary, Kane Elementary.
Call them titty balls, yo. Titty balls. You right.
Atlanta niggas say shit like, and this what get me with them niggas. These two words start with the same goddamn thing, but they'll say straight down the street.
Straight.
If you can say street, you can say goddamn straight.
They're gonna say straight.
They say straight down the street. And shit like orange.
They gonna say scrape.
Orange and milk.
They gonna say scrape, cause they definitely gonna say that shit.
Oh, but Flex tried to go in on
Yeah, Flex, he came back at Conway. And Pete Rock chimed in on it, too. Shout out Pete Rock. We was in here talking about Pete Rock when he said something about the drill music a few weeks back.
You gotta relax.
Yeah, but Pete, you know, Pete said the niggas always been like that. So he's like, shit, it is what it is at this point. But yeah, Funk Flex had a lot to say. What Flex said to Conway?
Damn.
You can remember Flex dropped this his CD or something about a couple years ago or something. He had King Von on the opening song. Like, damn, Flex, where that make sense at?
But that's Flex. That's Flex. That's what he do.
He supposed to put on New York. I feel what Conway's saying. But like I said, when we was in the car, like, also, man, you gotta play what the people want to hear.
But that's what K Slay was the favorite DJ around though.
Yeah.
That's why they love K, cause K Slay got down. He kept it New York. He kept it New York. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of how motherfuckers felt about the sound or whatever.
People from New York, especially in the rap game now, they be sounding like a motherfucker who daddy went around. They just try to blame their daddy for every fucking thing. Nah, nigga, you got to get past that, bro. Y'all don't got the game no more.
Game. See, if I grew up in the same household, I know I'd have been just a good. Your ass would have been the same motherfucker, man.
it's kind of long. He said, why do I get on the nerves of platinum? Multi-platinum worldwide touring artists like Griselda. Managed by Roc Nation and signed to Eminem Interscope. I'm old, over the hill, irrelevant. Plus, I'm not in tune with the new generation. My support is pretty much not needed. Why do I make so many people upset? You and your team have had a feature from Jay-Z, Eminem, Lil Wayne, J. Cole, Jada mm-hmm. Kiss, mm-hmm. Travis Scott, French Montana, and more. Wasn't you on Kanye's Donda album? Let's be clear. I'm going to give you the advice Paul Rosenberg should have gave you. You're a 40-plus bars rapper. Sorry, lyricist. That has had every resource possible. If you're not happy with your career as of today with all them cosigns, I think you have peaked. My guy, what you think? Let's be clear. Drop the bomb.
He said all that. Then he went on this show Thursday and said some more shit.
Oh, yeah, from Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday night he said some more shit. So Conway said, okay, I heard your show. Now time for me to respond. So I hadn't heard anything from Conway yet on it. So
I just got a text. Griselda got dropped from Shady Records. I'm not going to lie, there's something I like about Conway. I'm going to hit him after I get out of here today. If anybody, what's his name? Conway the Machine. I saw your video, Cop and a Plea. You were copping a plea, but you were being a man about it. I'm going to send you a beat when I get off here today, and I'm going to give you a week to work on it. Let's be clear. And I'm going to play it next Thursday, and I'm going to post that goofy video, you copping a plea, also when I get off. We'll fix ourselves in a minute because I got to get to Pete Rock. Let's be clear.
Flex been going off on niggas, right? So
Flex finna get beat up by them damn Buffalo niggas. You see what they did to Freddie Gibbs?
Oh, man. Flex got down talking fly, so.
They caught Freddie Gibbs coming out of Maggiano's, niggas. Molly whooped that nigga.
Yeah, they say he was at some little restaurant. They say about 30 niggas fighting him, and every last one of niggas was 30 plus.
Yeah, right.
They said one of them niggas young.
Old
niggas.
All them niggas had to go to work today.
Yeah, right. Old niggas. Shit, yeah. But if he did send Conway that beat, Conway finna get on it and do what he gotta do.
Ain't gonna be no damn club hit, though. You know him.
Nah, it ain't. He gonna talk. What he probably gonna do is talk big shit about him. He said he gonna play it on the show, right?
So he gonna be talk, a slow ass Wu Tang type beat. That kind of beat they rap on.
He go diss him.
A beat that make you want to cook crack and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gonna diss him, and that's gonna be real funny.
You got to come on that beat and say, "Hey yo," before you even say
boom,
something.
Boom 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 boom.
Oh yeah, all that gotta go on in this song show. Gotta get the good shots off.
Yeah,
damn right.
I think what make Griselda hot though is that they don't got the mainstream shit. Like,
yeah, that's why. Yeah, that's why I love.
They like underground. Even though they not, but
yeah, Conway also said. It ain't like you stifling or nothing, though, nigga.
Yeah, the nigga still.
Yeah, we still. Bread. We good over here. Mm. But, you know, he just was saying, he's like, y'all ain't stopping shit. you know. But
yeah, but like, so, but don't complain about the you not getting played on the radio and shit or whatever. But you not getting stifled, like, why?
Yeah, it's
you gotta know that niggas ain't not go, that you gotta be self aware to know that, like, the shit that I do is not for everybody.
Yeah,
and I'm making whatever money and doing whatever I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, man. Goddamn. It's that part of the show, Doogie. Mm-hmm. What you got new for him?
Yeah. Look at it, man. Pull up that look at it, B. I've been fucking with him listening to his new shit.
Lil Got It?
Mm-hmm. Shit. YSL Slime.
Oh, he down with them too?
Mm-hmm. YSL, what group is that? That's Lil Young Thug?
Yeah.
Rich nigga shit, I swap her out and then I pick her. Rich nigga shit, I'm in a Rari at a lamb. Rich nigga shit, I put a rollie on my mans. Rich nigga shit, I put my brother in position.
Well, I bitch that bitch beat in the club.
Rich nigga shit, bitch, I make all them decisions. Yeah.
You got it, girl, you got it.
Same shit.
Two-tone sky dweller, don't play with me.
You got it, baby.
Fight, crack!
Free C-Mac, man. I forgot C-Mac locked up.
Oh, he still locked up?
Man. Oh, yeah, shit.
She done Peter Parker, pep, tying up, pimp, hat, tilt, with a feather. Money coming in, get my ends.
That's a nice joint right there.
Yeah, that shit hard.
I'm going to have to add that.
Y'all check out Lil Got It, man.
Rich shit.
Slatty.
Got it.
Free the slimes.
Free the slimes.
Add the playlist.
Free the slimes.
New riding music. Yeah.
B-Love.
Yep.
You remember that the Lil, when Lil Wayne dropped that 500 mm-hmm. degrees? Was you fucking with Weezy like that when he dropped the 500?
I was disappointed because
N-O-2.
They cause you know that was when they split up.
Hot Boy?
Yeah.
Oh.
When Lil Wayne, you know, all them boys.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
But that was like one of the first albums he cursed on?
No, he cursed before that.
What he cursed
on? I don't curse, but in this verse, man, fuck the world. Uh-huh.
That was the only song he ever cursed
but
on.
But then after that, everything after that, he was cursing on.
Okay. Uh-huh. I think this was the album after that.
Where did it came out? Oh, let me see. Oh, this came out in 02?
Uh-huh.
Could have been. You might be right.
Now he was on everybody else shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, but. This beat, boy, this shit used to go off in that Chevy, buddy. Mm-hmm. Ooh. And the shit, my other shit on here is that Fuck You.
That's the name of the track?
Yeah. The way it's Where You At. It's a song called Where You At on there I love. And Fuck You. Fuck that Fuck You. That shit beat so hard with him, baby, and with him in the Big Time.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, my God.
Manny Fresh is a genius, bro.
Man, listen.
I think he supposed to go against somebody in the verse that they were saying.
Another one? He gonna do another one?
Or did he just have one or something? Him and Scott Storch or something like that?
That was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the first ones before they got all of the Manny, technology with it.
Manny got some shit. Wow.
They weren't really fair because like Scott Storch dropped like, I mean, Manny dropped like one of them album cuts of
that boy Manny hit you with that.
Yeah. He'll drop an album cut off of like Juvie or something that air, like you grew up in that time, you listen to that shit.
Yeah.
That's the hardest shit. But then Scott Storch came back with like Beyonce and shit. Like,
yeah.
It's Beyonce. Of course that song is better. You know what I'm saying? But it was entertaining though.
But Manny, he was a monster with that boy, man. I swear. Cause the beat, the that Where You At beat. Mm-hmm. Cross us to the fucking Woofers, man. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, nigga, motherfucker. Fuck you, fuck you, nigga, motherfucker.
I was in the 8 in. Yeah. Young nigga.
This shit used to be so crazy, yo.
Oh, that shit break down in a little bit.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Doom. Doom, doom.
That ain't right there. Yeah, you had to have some speakers.
You had to. Yeah. That shit, man. That shit used to be.
O2, I think I had me some 10s.
I had them gorillas in that motherfucker by then.
I had some highs in my cup. I was just tweeting down the block. I wasn't beating down.
That was a thing too.
Tweeters in that bitch. Yeah. I come out your bitch in a little 81 cut. That's all you heard, John.
I got 215. Yeah, all I wanted was 10s. You know, I catch all of the deepness. Mm-mm. Pause and you know.
I had to have the 15s. Bro.
Yeah,
I had that shit. Man, so.
Yeah. I always had like sedans, like Sebrings and shit.
Yeah, man. I had that big ass Chevy, man. I needed them 15s. And
shout out to Chad, who ain't had no trunk. He had 215s in the protege.
Hey, shout out Chad. That shit would beat you too.
Man, that shit sounded horrible. He was in the down. He had that shit in the parade, and they had the trunk up. This shit just sounded like mess. That's like, and niggas who knew speakers like, close the trunk, close the trunk.
Yeah, you gotta have the trunk closed.
That nigga still want speakers now. He like, AB, man, you think I should put some speakers in the car? Like, nigga, no, it's your old ass down. That shit got 8 speakers.
Hey, I'm good to get some.
Don't get no speakers. Get you an old ass bass cannon.
215s,
and a Lexus.
215.
Don't do that, man. How many speakers in that Lexus? Like 12?
Don't matter. I need them 215.
You probably got Bose or some shit, too.
Need them 215.
You just want a little, just get a little bass, Jones.
No, man.
I'm telling you right now, you hit that railroad track, you better have that shit turned down. Mm-hmm. Don't be rattling my goddamn.
I gotta get them.
And niggas would be never turn their music down until they get all the way in your damn yard, too.
Nah,
they sit in the car for 10 seconds.
I ain't gonna rock it like that, man. Because, see, I always had a crossover that had a remote to it.
Yeah.
So I just turned it all the way off.
Yeah,
like I used to ride around with my shit like down most of the time
until I saw somebody. And then you rewind until your favorite part of the song.
Yeah, no, I just start the song over. And okay, that bitch part up. Too.
Yeah,
and woo, the motherfucker be like, "Damn, where that coming from?" Yeah, man, yeah. That's how I used to run it, you know, back in the day.
That's why you can't hear shit now.
I can hear, nigga. Shut up. But yeah, man, and your boy Trick Daddy dropped 25 years ago.
Mm. Trick Daddy Dollars?
Based on a true story.
How y'all feel about Trick Daddy?
What do you mean? I fucks with Trick, man.
Okay, just
checking. That's my guy.
Just checking.
He played a valuable point in down my music career. Like,
yeah.
From the beginning.
Shit, yeah.
Florida nigga talking that shit.
See, back in the days with no A's.
That ain't
no AK, no Afro bread.
You say 25 years ago? What's it called?
Based on a true story.
Oh, yeah, it is up here. What was a good track off of there?
That whole CD was hard.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'm about to pick one. Number 6, Killer Head. Like I'm too hard to die. Is that a damn skit?
Scarface.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's who it sound like. God damn. Oh, it ain't number 17 songs.
Yeah, and that's good for back in them days. Niggas had 20, 21 songs on the motherfucker. Killer head. Ooh.
You should have seen that other shit he just did.
He's a little nigga scratching the head, bro. This nigga texting in the middle of the show.
Nah, I'm on.
What are you trying to pull up?
What,
this album?
Uh-huh. Yeah, nigga. Mm.
But even back then, though, everybody still was rapping the same. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas be talking about, well, I guess places do have their own style, but whatever style winning at the time, that's what everybody gonna do.
Mm-hmm. Niggas even tried to do that bump sticky bump style. Mm-hmm. That shit was popping.
Outkast kind of was doing that shit from Dos Effects when they first came out.
It was.
This was.
Heavy Trick too.
This is his first album. Though. This is his first solo album because remember he came out with Trick Daddy on the Scarred shit. That was the first time he was ever on the song.
Oh, Luke shit.
Uh huh. So this was his first album, but this was that, you know, this was underground shit then because.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shout out Wally June. Big Wallace and them used to listen to this shit. That's how I know about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cause the WWW shit came out of senior high school.
This shit came out in 1997.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Shit, yeah. Shout out to Trick Daddy. Shout out to Lil Wayne. On them goddamn projects turning 20 and 25 years old, respectively. A lot of other shit came out, but
that's the only shit you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, it's the most important shit to me. The shit I remember. So, how's your polling going on the show for the R&B?
Hey, yo, my mans.
It's good.
Pause.
Damn.
Talking about how my polling going. It's going good.
Yeah, I thought that was a little weird too.
Paul, he didn't catch talk about it.
I know, but you didn't catch it.
But I was, see, because I wasn't thinking about that shit. I'm talking about
all right, so
the voting.
Did you vote?
Yeah.
So this week we did Silk versus Nex, H-Town versus Shy, 112 versus Drew Hill, and BBD versus Troop. I think it's on my iPad. Hold on.
Yeah.
That nigga got a wood grain phone.
So Silk won.
Is that parquet?
Silk won.
Silk beat Nex.
Which they should.
H-Town beat Shy.
What song was Shy's song?
If I Ever Fall in Love with
You. Oh, okay. And they had other songs besides that.
Comfortable.
Too. Can't remember that.
I meant Comforter. Comforter was the name of it.
We had the biggest, like, cause so the fan vote counted at 25%.
H-Town won because of emotion.
Hell no, they won because of Knocking the
Boots. About emotion. That's the hardest song they got to me.
They got a part-time lover too now. Off the Blood Around sound.
Make him cry sometimes.
Then they sing like shit. That's why Silk, the boys from Silk sing like shit too. Yeah.
The biggest like back and forth we had as far as us, because like me, for me, I picked 112.
Over who?
Over Drew Hill. So it was Drew Hill versus 112.
I go with that, yeah.
So I picked 112. The listeners, they picked
Drew Hill. Of course.
One of my co-hosts, Key, she picked she said Drew Hill. She was like, I'm not changing. And so Amy was like, I can't, you know, so we was kind of going back and forth with the songs, whatever. So it kind of, I want to say we tied because me and Amy picked Drew Hill. Me and Amy picked 112.
Okay.
And the listeners and Key picked Drew Hill. So we had a fifth person in here that was just in here. So they said Drew Hill. So Drew Hill got the win on that.
Okay.
But you know,
yeah.
Like I told them, it ain't nothing that Drew Hill got. That hit for me.
Not like, even that beauty?
No, it don't. Drew Hill ain't got one of these, though. I'm sorry.
Nobody.
They don't got one of them.
But see, Drew Hill got them B-side joint. Drew Hill got that We're Not Making Love.
Yeah, that's hard right there.
Yeah, Drew Hill ain't got
Summertime. Well,
that shit, that shit right there go hard.
Music video.
Yeah, that shit right there was hard.
Drew Hill ain't got this. Drew Hill ain't got one of them. I'm sorry.
Summertime, too.
Yeah.
They don't.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's why I picked them. You know what I'm saying?
Drew Hill got.
Exactly. That's the first.
Drew Hill got more ballads than anything.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they got more ballads than anything.
Yeah, but, Drew Hill got shit too.
They got beauty and all that shit, you know. Yeah. And then I say they lost a point for Sleeping in My Bed video.
Yeah.
You know because they didn't do nothing in the
beauty is her name. Yeah, that one hard.
Yeah, they got some tracks. So it's fun. So, you know, follow my, show page.
Who was the other people again? It was
Silk and Next.
Silk won that one.
Yeah, Silk won that one. H-Town and Shy. That was the closest one for the fan vote. Yeah. Drew Hill and 112. Uh-huh. And then it was Bell Biv DeVoe and Troop.
And I told my homeboy, I said, man,
you can't really go against BBD, but Troop is a hell of a group.
BBD, they had some shit, but BBD ran the fucking 90.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Poison still get played all day. That's what I'm gonna hang my hat on Poison.
Mm-hmm.
They got some other songs, but Poison is that. Don't nobody got a Poison but them.
Yeah.
They the only ones that got, and that was the song of the fucking decade.
Mm-hmm.
Never trust a big button song.
No, that shit one song of the fucking decade.
It's gonna come down to so what's left is Boyz II Men and Tony.
Ooh. See, that's what I can't wait to
Boyz II Men can't fuck with Tony.
Whoa.
That shit.
He wasn't here last week.
But see,
Tony, hell, boy.
They are.
Yeah, they are, but Boyz II Men got shit that you just can't.
I think, but people gonna go from Boyz II Men though, cause they shit gonna, people gonna pay them cause They went Diamond and did. Tony did too, but they got they started doing shit with Mariah Carey and Christmas songs and Mama songs and shit that. But Tony got way better music than them.
Yeah, he wasn't here. Yeah,
and so what he said everything we just said.
What we said was like, because it was something I didn't know until like last year or something. But like Boyz II Men had the longest running number one song ever.
Uh-huh. I can believe it.
And then they did it,
the Christmas song they did or
it
twice.
They did it right after
and then,
that.
Then they did it, and then they did it again with the next song they came out with. Like, so they had one that was like 16 weeks and then, or something like that, and then they did another one. Like
they did that shit with Mariah. The one with Mariah was the long, the one Sweet Day shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That shit was the longest one, I think.
And then it was another song.
Yeah, that shit. But them boys, like, Wanye and them niggas was beasts.
Like I said, I just think Tony got better music than them, but they a bigger group, you know what I'm saying, selling-wise, so damn, but...
Anniversary and all that kind of shit.
Rafi Deep, them boys, hell, man.
Yeah.
When it all boils down to the end, I just hope it ain't BBD and fucking Boyz II Men.
That's all I hope that don't happen. It just depends on how them brackets line up.
I hope it don't happen. I'm talking about looking at the bracket and hearing it. I'm like, I just hope that don't happen. Because if that happen, that's gonna be tough. Yeah. That'll be tough for me. Because BB, like I said, BBD got songs to me, and most of the shit that Boyz II Men got is stamped by BBD because Michael Bivins has something to do with it.
Yeah, but Michael Bivins ain't put on that sweater vest though.
BBD got more. They got more party music too.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? Then
Boyz II Men. Mm-hmm. Now Boyz II Men got
that one hard enough.
That Motown Philly.
That song is big as it's big as the BBD song you was talking about.
The Poison shit.
Yeah.
It's big, but it ain't.
It was.
You know what I'm saying? So
it was up until like maybe like the past few years because. That Poison song be getting played in a club now.
Uh-huh.
And like, you know what I'm saying? So like, you don't hear the Boyz II Men song get played in a club now.
Yeah, and that's, you know, like.
But people still do play End of the Road on shit. Uh-huh. Niggas die in movies and shit. So.
Yeah.
It's just.
Boyz II Men, ABC, BBD.
Mm-hmm. The East Coast family.
I knew Red, them niggas growing up from ABC.
Okay. For real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just throwing them out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Them boys, the Aisha.
Them niggas was bad.
Him and the little
nigga named the Ro, what is his name?
Yeah.
Them niggas was bad as fuck.
They look bad.
Them boys had me wanting a jersey so bad, yo.
Aisha to a song of somebody that we went to school with.
Oh, shit.
Tanisha. close. It was Jones' neighbor.
Jaleesa.
Yeah,
but we about 9-10 years old too. That song pop off.
Boy, you stupid.
I used to do all the dance moves and shit.
You stupid as hell. So,
shout out to her.
But yeah, man.
That was a smart ass move to put them little boys in the group.
All y'all go make sure y'all go and vote on the
It'll be out.
What happened to kid groups?
That shit.
They don't make no money.
Shit,
like
none
that.
Of that. Yeah. Dog. Just like
they make the money. Just people, the big grown people take it from a scene. Like
ain't no groups no more. It's no more groups except them boys. BTS. That's the only group.
Who that is BTS?
Korean guys.
K-pop group.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's the only group around now.
You know what, though? I ain't never listened to none of their music, but I bet their music fire.
It's not.
Because everybody, it ain't.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Oh, you tried it?
My daughter used to listen to it.
Oh, word. Because they shit big. They like
that. Just give it a chance. So we listened to it, and I'm like.
That about like my daughter listened to the white dude named Harry Styles, and they were telling me to listen to him. I can't listen to that.
I heard of him.
Yeah, he big.
He an actor too?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I done heard him too.
The white guy I'm listening to right now is, and I don't even be listening to him like that no more, but what's my man's name from Kentucky?
Oh, Jack Harlow.
Yeah, Jack Harlow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His album straight though. But anyway.
Yeah.
DJ Blaze Show on Instagram. Follow us and, vote in the polls. You'll see the next brackets for this week. So
yeah, y'all go over there and vote and let us know over here on the Music Jones podcast if you voted or not. And we gonna keep our eye on that bracket over there. Mm-hmm. And you said run the winners down again for me.
So for the next week, it's gonna be Boyz II Men versus Tony, Guy versus Jodeci. Then it'll be
You said Guy versus Jodeci?
Yeah.
Oh, Jodeci,
I think.
Then it'll be, who won? Silk versus H-Town. And 112 versus no, I'm sorry, Drew Hill versus BBD.
Silk gonna be a sound. And you say Drew Hill and who? BBD.
BBD. Mm-hmm. So that'll be it for next week, and then you know, everybody send it in and let us know, and we'll discuss it on my show, the DJ Blaze Radio Show.
Yeah, we'll recap it over here just to see, make sure his show in line with what's going on in the music shit. Cause I ain't had no disagreements yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so everything falling in place right now.
My shit be real personal. Like, if I ain't really listen to you like that, then I'm not gonna vote.
Yeah,
for
of
you,
course you can't. But how can you? You know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? But you can't, because you don't like. If I don't listen to it, then I can't vote for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, just like with the Drew Hill and the last one, the last round, yeah.
Went to Drew Hill got a lot of good songs, but I just them niggas, I don't rock with them.
I had all 112 shit.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I had all three of their albums.
Me too.
I had all three of them shit. So you know what I'm saying? That I guess I'm just biased, but yeah. Appreciate y'all joining me today, man. Doogie.
Yep.
Glad to have you back, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them where they can find you.
Doogie the Rapper, all social media. If you want a dog, SBN French is Doogie.
Oh yeah. Be love.
Preach_VP. And like I said, catch me on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
Appreciate you, brother. It's your boy Jones. Email us at themusicjonespodcast@gmail.com. JPJones81 on Facebook. I don't know, I'm sorry. On Instagram. JPJones81. At the Music Jones Podcast on Instagram also. Like, subscribe, comment, email, download, do all that good stuff, man. Appreciate y'all listening. Peace.